الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, that Allah has favored us to be in the Ummah of His Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Allah's guidance and tawfiq, today we look at lessons from the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, this great surah that Allah Azza wa Jal, through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has put immense blessings in it. It is a surah that has a great means of protection. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the home in which Suratul Baqarah is recited, shaitan flees and runs away from such a home. Suratul Baqarah is like a mountain peak, a very high status in the Quran Azim. So Allah Azza wa Jal, after saying Alif Lam Mim, we find similarly the beginning of many surahs with similar letters. These letters are known as Huruf Muqatta'at, those letters that are recited separated from one another. So instead of saying Alam or Alum or Alim, we say Alif Lam Mim, separated from each other. The meaning of these letters, as at many other openings of the surahs, the most accepted opinion is that this is from the miracles of Quran Kareem, and Allah Ta'ala alone in His infinite wisdom knows the exact meaning. It is from the miracle that those Arabs, the Arabs had prided themselves on linguistic expertise. The Quran is laying out a challenge that even a collection of three letters, you are unable to understand and know its meaning. Allah Ta'ala alone knows it. It also denotes the beginning of a surah. Many surahs are named with these letters. Allah Azza wa Jalla thereafter say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Regarding the Quran Azim, this is that great book. Usually something that is closed in Arabic, you would say, هَذَا الْكِتَابُ, this book. But Allah Ta'ala denotes by saying, ذَلِكَ, that book, though it is close to us, to refer to its high rank and status, the best of all of Allah Ta'ala's revelations, la rayba fih, in which there is absolutely no doubt, no doubt that this is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, no doubt that it is revealed from Allah Ta'ala upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Azim itself many times challenges those Arabs who prided themselves on linguistic skills. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِهِ. If you have any doubt that it is divine, it is from Allah Ta'ala, then collectively get together and try and formulate just one chapter that equates to a chapter of the Quran Azim. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. They will not do so, never will they be able to do so, because this is Allah Ta'ala's kalam, divine kalam. Even the staunchest of enemies of Islam many a times were forced and compelled to acknowledge that this is not man-made, it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla thereafter says about this Quran Azim, Hudal lil Muttaqeen. It is hidayat and guidance, but who are those who really take hidayat and guidance from it and apply it into their lives? It is the muttaqeen. It is the pious ones, those who have the quality of taqwa. Allah awareness, Allah consciousness. Just last month, the month of Ramadan, the objective of fasting was this very. So it is the muttaqin, the pious, those of the quality of taqwa, who really take the benefit guidance from the Quran Azim. Allah Ta'ala then elaborates characteristics and qualities of the muttaqin. Essentially, these qualities are mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Five qualities mentioned, and thereafter two great promises for the muttaqeen, for the pious ones, on the inculcation of these qualities. The first quality, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, pertaining to the most essential and important part of our lives, iman, yaqeen, belief with absolute conviction in all matters of the unseen. We know the cornerstone of our belief summarized in the Imani Mufassal, Amantu Billah. We believe in Allah Ta'ala with all His attributes and qualities without having seen Allah Ta'ala, wa malaikatihi, in all His angels, that they are the obedient servants perpetually in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, wa kutubihi, all Allah Ta'ala's previously revealed books, wa rusulihi, all the messengers sent by Allah Ta'ala, last and final one of them, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal yawmil akhir, the day of judgment, the last day, day of reckoning, yawmul qiyamah, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. Continue after the adhan, inshallah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. So furthermore, the essentials of beliefs, beliefs in taqdeer, that everything is preordained by Allah Ta'ala, everything happens according to the will and decree and great plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah had given us the choice, but Allah had known the decisions that we would make and accordingly facilitates the means. So belief in taqdeer and two benefits in it. When things go our way, then we ascribe it to Allah Ta'ala and make shukr. When difficulties and tests come, we remain resilient, steadfast, and turn to Allah Ta'ala. knowing that this is from Allah Ta'ala and I will be rewarded for sabr on this difficulty, and belief in life after death. So we believe in Allah Ta'ala, though not having seen Allah Ta'ala. This is iman bil ghaib, belief in the unseen with absolute yaqeen and conviction. Second quality of the muttaqeen, wa yuqeemoon as-salah, whereas the first pertains to iman of the heart, the second bodily, and the most important of all bodily ibadat, that is salah. They establish salah in their lives with all its rites and regulations, punctuality, consistency, and then performing a salah of quality, ensuring that the postures are correct, the heart and the mind is connected with Allah Ta'ala, khushu' and khudu. Third quality, worshipping Allah Ta'ala monetarily, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that Allah Ta'ala says, of the wealth which we have given to them. Allah did not say their wealth, Allah Ta'ala says the wealth which we have given to them, that this wealth that we have with us, it is an amana, it is a trust. Ultimately, either we will lose it or we will leave it behind and depart from this dunya. So of that wealth which we have granted to them, Allah Ta'ala says, they continuously, with consistency, spend in the path of Allah in the various noble avenues. Quality number four, again pertaining to belief with conviction. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, they are those who believe with absolute doubtless conviction in everything that has been revealed to you, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything that has been revealed prior to you to the previous Anbiya alayhimus salam. So to believe in every verse of Quran Azim, everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed as a matter of deen, is from the fundamentals of iman. A person cannot be a mu'min, a believer, and has reservations or denies or rejects or doubts anything that is revealed within the Quran Azim. If we are weak as far as action is concerned, but we acknowledge that this is the command, the revealed verse of Allah Ta'ala, then that person, though weakness in action is there, but iman remains intact. And similarly, belief in all the previous kitab sent by Allah Ta'ala, but belief in them in the state Allah had revealed it, without any man-made changes, in the original and pristine state. And lastly, fifth quality of the muttaqeen, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And regarding this previous verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about one of the shortcomings of the Bani Israel, that they would be selective as far as the verses of Allah Ta'ala were concerned. Those were that were for their benefit would believe in it, and those that went against their womb's fancies maybe meant some losses for them. They would interpret it away from what Allah had intended, or conceal and hide those verses, such as those verses wherein the clear signs were given of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last quality, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. As far as the akhirat, life after death, يوم القيامة is concerned, they believe with absolute conviction. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in's belief in the akhirah was such that it was said that if Jannat and Jahannam were showed to them physically, it would not increase them in the iman, because without having seen it, they believe with such conviction, with such yaqeen, that this is imperative, it is definitive, will definitely take place. So to summarize the five qualities, the belief in all matters necessary in iman of the unseen, foremost of Allah Ta'ala, in Allah Azza wa Jal, He is one all alone with His attributes and qualities. They establish salah, of the wealth we have given them, they continuously spend. The belief in all that has been revealed to you in this Quran Azim, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in all the previous revelations in the original state. And lastly, as far as the akhirah, the hereafter, is concerned, they believe with absolute yaqeen and conviction. Now, for these five qualities of the muttaqeen, Allah Ta'ala gives two promises thereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. It is them who are the very ones who are guaranteed to be on hidayat and guidance from Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very great promise. This is a promise of something that we beg and ask Allah Ta'ala for in every rakat of every salah. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. One of the greatest du'as is the du'a for hidayat and guidance. So Allah says they are guaranteed to remain firm on hidayat and guidance directly from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the second promise Allah Ta'ala says, it is them and most definitely them who are the successful ones. They are successful in this dunya, they will be successful forever and ever in the hereafter. Success in this dunya means that at any given moment, a person is totally at peace in one's connection with Allah Ta'ala, no matter what the outer circumstances and difficulties a person may be going through. That inner contentment that comes with iman can never be found in disbelief. So two promises for the muttaqeen because of these qualities. They are guaranteed to be on hidayat and guidance, and it is them most definitely who are guaranteed all forms of success. Allahu Azza wa Jal grant me all of us the tawfiq to bring alive these qualities and make us of those who are guaranteed to be on hidayat and the one whom Allah Ta'ala terms as a successful one. Allah Ta'ala himself tells us, what is success? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. Literally, success means attaining all kinds of goodness and being protected from every kind of difficulty, harmful things, calamities, and success in the hereafter. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. Ultimate success in the true sense of the word is that that person who is kept distance from the fire of Jahannam and is honored with entry into Jannah, that indeed is certainly success. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.